Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. And this is Sam Cooke. Change is gonna come. Right, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. All have been going well over the past week. I had no disturbance from Blog Talk Radio as far as my lectures are concerned. All right, so I have nothing to complain about in that regard. Okay, so we are going ahead and talking our cultural thing. Now, I think people are going to begin to think differently than they accustomed to, because as of a long time ago, they felt like, oh, they can do anything to the African people. The KKK, the Jim Crow law, and mass killings, and all of those kind of things. Whilst they have to push the church, they push the church. No, you need to be saved by Jesus Christ and all them kind of things. They think, well, things would go their way forever. And I have been getting older, and basically I didn't know what to think concerning our existence. And for most of the time, I was thinking about the Lord Jesus myself. It took like a few years ago, I began to have better understanding of things. And it was good time to begin to understand a better knowledge. And things are pretty bad. Concerning the position of the African indigenous people and the African primate hominids. The situation is very bad. And you're talking about to bring things to cultural civilization. The situation is bad because it's a lopsided situation, whereas the African people, the indigenous hybrid people, they are lost, like Alice in the Wonderland, me including myself, because I am surprised that civilization has been totally shoved aside. I didn't really know what civilization is. I thought I did. But we have been so accustomed to believe in foolishness, uncivilized stuff. Till I am amazed. The only thing that is helping me, it is because I started to learn historic civilization, and I begin to find out certain things that, you know, once upon a time I read a little book I have here, Why They Gagged My Daughter. And I read a very interesting, you know, portion of this little book. And it is about America publishing. What big publishers don't want you to know. And what is I have been accustomed to is what hominid European, what they have hunt down our ancestors for invasion. who came up with the idea to invade the African people? The white sodomite people did. And what did the African people done? What have they done for them to suffer this hatred, this, you know, this, I mean, toppled over by the white people? Well, it's like nobody would tell me that. But eventually, I find out what happened, because I find out how the white people go from A to B and to C. You see, follow what I'm saying to you? Now, if you can't get a starting point of something, you're not in good shape of finding out what's going on. Well, what I have found out in a history, world history textbook, now is not no little comic strip book I'm talking about. The world history tells me, it told me that the European people, they are offspring of the Homo erectus, right? And they leave from Africa into Europe, right? And it was when they are settled in Europe that something bad happened. I mean, for them, it may not be anything bad because they were the perpetrator of what happened. At that juncture, they have already been ravishing the sapien Neanderthals interbreeding them, and for a long time, you know. So it was at the time when their bodily structure was primates. They are hominid species, and they violated, what did I say? I said that they were hominid. If I said it wrong, I'm correcting that. Yeah, the hominids are primates. Okay? Hominid primates mean ape, monkey, type is not very, you know, it is a well-covered story in the history that it is not something for you to think that I am guessing what I'm saying. I'm not guessing. So what I'm trying to tell you is how my background understanding of the world and the creatures on the planet, I didn't understand anything about that, about what species mean and who come from where and what, and say what we are today. All right, so I realized, talking about tracing an object from a starting point so you can tell exactly what happened over a certain time, right? Well, this is what I am learning, that these Homo erectus creatures, that they go up from Africa into Europe. And they violated the Neanderthals for a long time until they stopped looking like a primate. It was now, after they were done with the Neanderthals, they were now just hominid, look like humans. Yeah. That's what happened. But one has to understand who Neanderthals were, because if you don't get a hold that just after they go into Europe, within that time, they got a hold of these Neanderthals. They were not talking creatures, but they were like the smartest of creatures around, right? And they came from let's go back to what I'm saying, is that the hominid goes up into European and then met up with the sapien Neanderthals and interbreed up with them until, and never did let them go to go by their own. They kept them there. It seemed like it was not a lot, a big number of them. So they kept them and interbreed up with them, and they are now hominids that look like mankind, right? That's where I told you. All right. Now, I mean, it's a quite a number of years, you know, a few thousand years roll on with that type of existence going on. By the time during that time, there was the gods there, and the gods came about just a little after the hominid left Africa and go up into Europe. So within that space of time, the gods created the human, the hybrid, that the people who now are civilized and popular and make civilization, because the gods were civilized. They brought civilized knowledge to Earth about to make things of civil, you know, on a civilized order, like all the things that we have in common today is come from a civilized knowledge, and there was none here on Earth before the gods came here, like 450,000 years ago. The hominid that I told you about, Homo erectus, they have been around like 3.5 to 4 million years before the gods came along. So all those things have been happening now since the white people ancestors left Africa and go up into Europe. And then came the Neanderthals, and they were absorbed by these primates. Okay? And interbreed up with the Neanderthals, who now begin to look like human, although they don't talk. Okay. Now, after they were done, after these Neanderthals, now they are a crossbreed entity now, and they destroy the sapien Neanderthals. So now, whatever the number be of these hominids who are erectus, Homo erectus, they interbreed up with the Neanderthals, who is from a different species, and that begin to create tremendous alteration to the hominid primates, who now become crossbreed with sapiens, sapien, not with the hybrid sapien. So there's a difference between the Neanderthals and the wise sapien. There's a difference. Because now you will find that when the gods created the hybrid, that's when the wise sapien came about. And the Neanderthals have been extinct by these by the crossbreeding Neanderthal and the hominid, right? Well, because they couldn't talk, they had more advancement they want, and out of the sapien. Now, it's the second subgroup now. They had all they could get out of the... These things are very complicated. But anyway, I'm trying to hold it together. Now, we have the Neanderthals being ravaged, and now you have this Homo erectus species of the hominid. They are now looking like humans, while the Neanderthals are dead. They get rid of the extinct. You understand that? All right. So who is the culprit here? If you can see what I'm saying. It is the hominid. They are the culprit. And they are the one who is violating the sapiens. All right? Came to the point, now we're the human being that were created 200,000 years ago. After they were 100,000 years old in creation, some of them, a few of their groups, not at one time, but they were living in a few isolated group, and whilst they were doing it, they were going into the Western world, now from Africa into the Western world. And they were being violated by the wise sapien, which that's what we are today. That second subgroup of the wise sapien. So we become wise, sapien, right? And remember, the Neanderthals are gone. When they molest the wise, wise sapien, sapien. They got babies born to them. Okay? And this group of people who are doing the molestation, they are still ape-like. They are ape-like. You know, because that is not going to get them out complete, wash out their blood. No. So their genome remain the same. So they can go on with their repeated back crossing and introgression, and all they were doing was destroy the sapien species. They destroyed the Neanderthals, and now they're working on the subgroup wise sapien sapien. Now have the blood of the gods. That's why we are hybrid, and the Neanderthal was not an hybrid, but we come from the same species. Right? Well, after a long time, the people, the hybrid people who come to the Western world, they are infected with bad blood. And then anywhere they go and they have any sex or something like that, that sexuality was tainted with the hominin primate blood. And for the next 100,000 years, these people don't realize that they are slowly, slowly dying. Turn fool, turn retarded. They never find that out. So going in the space of time between 100,000 years ago and we come to the Western world, and another this second 100,000 year pass. So here we are with the experience of 100,000 years before we leave Africa, and 100,000 years after we leave Africa and come to the Western world, and what kind of people we are today in the Western world, ruled over by we are now ruled over by the prominid, right? The hominid. We are now ruled over by the hominid who rape off our people and turn them into idiots. These are the people now, our white people. They are, you know, they are spring from back there. They are the people now who we have ruling over us. No, we are the people of civilization. We are the ones who talk. Why they are talking today? Because they violated us and get their blood inside of us. That the worst thing it did, poison our brain, and our brain become lost the energy that makes us, I mean, civilized people. We no longer civilized people like we were.
And that is what I'm saying. We never find out. 100,000 years, and nobody say anything that we were poisoned those people with those sapien, not sapien, but their primates' blood. And you probably heard about rhesus blood, right? You don't hear much of it because these white people don't scatter that information. But I remember hearing something about we have white people blood. There's hardly anybody that don't have their blood because they make sure that the Chinese, the Indians, and the Arabs, everybody get a dose of their blood. You see what I mean? And they get to intermingle, to inter, what you call it now, to spread their genes among us. And this is what is happening in the world, why everybody is, you know, turning upside down and don't know who they are. And some may reject and deny what I'm saying. But it is clear, if I show you the mural of us 100,000 years when we left Africa and come to the Western world, and what happened along the way up there, 100,000 years ago. It is compelling that you, who may be skeptical about it, you're bound to see the difference between us then and who we are today. First of all, we are polytheistic people. The gods that came to Earth and created us for their goodwill and pleasure. You know, we are hybrid that is created scientifically proper. They were doing in raping our people and getting children that can talk and children that look like humans. You see, that is something that was improper, was criminal. And here we are thinking that we are okay when we have lost ourselves and cannot find it, right? So what I am saying now is, I can tell you that how I grew up with Christian parents and what I remember, that, of course, they were retarded and myself was retarded. There's no way to deny that because I am someone that when I read something that I understand, if I see something that I need to act upon, I will. I'm not like a lot of people who just, well, before me talk about other people, all right, I must say it this way. When I grow up to become adult, I'm like about 60 years of age, that's when I started to read, and what I read affect me, affect my mind. So this happens to me. We're a consciousness alert me to read and observe what I was reading. And because I took it serious, I began to like read and pay attention to what I read. And I discovered some things. I saw some lies in the Bible. But it's a whole ocean of lies in the Bible that I was convinced that the Bible is not a good book. And you may think, oh, I mean, God is not good. Well, God, you tell me then, that's a good way for you to feel about what I'm saying. If you didn't feel that way before, is that how God repent that he created mankind? It doesn't matter how bad mankind become. Didn't he know that? You don't think that God, like the Bible said, God know all things, right? He predestined all things. What you think? Would you think differently now, based on the fact that you read all over the Bible that God is perfect, and God is all knowing, God is everywhere, and now that you find out. And you must have heard it because I used to also and didn't make anything of it. When you read in Genesis, I think Genesis 6 chapter, where God said it repented him that he make man. That word, repent, what does it mean? When it comes to, is it contradictory to God is perfect? Does a perfect God make mistakes? If you don't understand the word value, it's going to fly and pass you, and you don't understand what you're reading. But you have got to know when you find contradiction in what you read. It's like, contradiction is like, I make a deal with you, you know, and let's say it's orally. We make, you know, like a contract, but you never write it on paper. And then because we don't have it written down on paper, I decide to change what we agree upon. And let's say we didn't have no weakness there or not like that. Or even if you didn't have weakness, I might decide to like say, oh, no, the both of you heard me wrong, right? So what I'm trying to tell you, as far as God is not like man. You know, read that in the Bible. God is not like man. No, right? So when God say anything, you know, it has to work, right? Like you talk about the prophecies that God gave to prophets. He said that, you know, God's word will not fall on the ground. If God said it, it's going to happen. If that prophet prophesied it, it's going to happen, right? That's the way we look at the Bible. We don't look at the Bible any other way as Christians. All right, so now that when I say I begin to see lies in the Bible, that God is lying because God is perfect. Now I'm realizing God is not perfect at all, because if God was making Adam and Eve perfect, he would never live to see a day come when he feels like he did not know that they were going to become evil and vile. God knows it all. He knows everything. And above all, don't tell me that God didn't know what these humans going to be. Because I don't see any reason to think and ignore that. I cannot ignore that. That's a 100% contradiction in the Bible that, well, if the Bible is the word of God, well, I don't want none of that God where you have. Not that I don't want to acknowledge a God that creates things. No. I'm not going to go that route. But if you're going to, like, tell me that in the Bible is not a lie, and a contradiction about God, you know what? You know, I just know that truth is truth. I'm going to hold on to truth. And if you can't read as good as I do, well, I ain't going to take what you say, because it has to be proven. And it must be proven when you read it and you know what the words say. And you cannot differ. You just cannot differ. So if you're going on with the Bible, where God says it's sorry, the people who write that, they were idiots. Who write that and don't make anything of it and preach it like it's good gospel? You got to be you cuckoo. Nothing don't go like that. That must never be said anywhere in a Bible. That if you're going to represent some God with it, no. God is ubiquitous. He's everywhere. He knows everything about the chemistry he's going to use, because since it is the case that when God created Adam and Eve, what kind of biology do you want to represent to me that God used to create Adam and Eve? A male, and I think about the female autonomy and the male autonomy. Do you know the difference? Although they are put together to be one kind of flesh, do you understand that the Creator God knew everything about the biological form of the humanity than any scientist on earth knows? Now, if you want to tell me that God went through creating Adam and Eve and then in short time God is saying, oh man, I'm sorry I did that. That human being talk like that. Human being talk like that. Because what? You have reason to, good reason. You're not perfect. You're not perfect at all. So when you make something in your best, in the best way that you can, you're a human. And when you think that you have it right and think it perfect, you have all kind of trouble with it. But God is not like that. God is not like that. He couldn't make such a complex biological system. And you tell me that it was justified for God to say, it repent me that I made them. You don't have any other definition that is going to make that right. Is knowing perfectly and lower it to like, yeah, God... do whatever he wants to do. No, God is bound by perfect principles, all-knowing. Don't talk them old bunch of trash. That's a church homosexual type of thinking. But they don't really have any God. They would want to tell you that their God is a God that come down from heaven in a chariot and he is as bias as can be in favor of man against woman. Yeah, you never read that. You never read that. In Numbers 12, where God come down from heaven and pronounce, evil on Miriam. Moses' sister and Aaron, Moses' brother, right? The brother and the sister had a problem with Moses, and God hear from heaven, imagine that, and come down to heaven, in his chariot. You never read that? Yeah, and him only cursed Miriam and would not touch Aaron at all. Nothing at all. God had to say about Abraham. Now, what kind of God you think that is. Now, if you can't read and know when something is right, you mean to say all it needs to make the wrong right is to say, God says so. And it don't work like that. Because here you have a whole lot of things at stake when it's a God is perfect, all-knowing, and omnipresent, and all these factual elements of God. And you now want to talk about God make Adam and Eve in the garden, and it's not just him alone. He and his son make these two people perfect. And look around you, everything that they attribute to God. You want to tell me that God create all of these things perfectly, and then they still continue to work forever. As intricate as they may be, they still work. And then you'd like to come and talk about a God in the Bible now where no know what him a do. And you're going to say, well, then, is the word of God that? Then it means that we would never know what is perfect then. Because if God cannot do things and it is perfect like everything else, but you're going to take something out. That's why it is these faggot gay people write the Bible, don't you see? You see? They write a number of things that I can show you. When he and Jesus agree to make Adam and Eve, it is the both of them make heaven and earth. Ain't that right? Yes. So they make Adam and Eve too. And why everything else fit, but Adam and Eve never fit. And he say he repented him that he made them. So if you are reading that and you are accepting what is flawed, what is condemnable, and you say, is God make it, and God has a right to do anything you want to do, not by when somebody writing nonsense and you don't have enough sense to know it, you are retarded, you know, see. Of course you're retarded. And it proves what I'm saying, that when we were infected with this blood 100,000 years ago, we start to decline. And you think that you would ever find a situation like that with us where we can't read and detect something? No, we were created perfectly sound, civilly. What we are talking about now in Genesis, who write that? You may say, well, you know, I mean, you know, a man write that. Well, really? I mean, why a man write that? It's say Genesis, you know, God created the heaven and the earth. Oh, you want to change that to man, write that, right? No, but from the point of view that I am talking, you read from Proverbs, in Proverbs 8, and it tells you everything about God and Christ creating mankind. And there's no way you can shift the responsibility of God and say he can do anything he wants. No, he's perfect. He can't just be an idiot one time and, you know, and stumble, you know, at different times with what he said. What is the character of perfection means? So you can't go and for whatever any reason make God an idiot. You just can't. So, but that's what the Bible is, that we think, oh, must we know that the Bible is wrong if we can't read the words and know that it is talking nonsense. You want to make things that does not work in the Bible like perfection. You still want to make it perfection because you have an agenda to do so. You're writing those things and you're talking about prophets, they say this and all that, and you're not fulfilling the prophecy. What about Isaiah 9:6-7? Why that prophecy of Jesus, the Messiah, why it has not been fulfilled saying those words that the prophet Isaiah said? Now, it is saying, all the things that matters different from what the prophet said should happen. The prophet never say, the prophet say rather, that he would be a king and sitting up on David's throne. It wasn't talking about foolishness or speaking in tongues and all them nonsense. Doesn't say that. So if we are to know when people gone astray and want to lead you astray, is to use word perfect on them. Because you will be safe. When you go by knowledge, you are never safe when you go by believing in anything. You see what I mean? So if you want to know when somebody is lying to you, stick to what you know the truth is. You see what I mean? Because, people can set you up, in such a way that if you don't use your rule book, the one that guides you whenever it rains or anything like that, they're talking about in the New Testament, a whole thing about Jesus' crucifixion. Now you tell me where in the Old Testament of Isaiah 6 and 7, where in it that speak about a crucifixion? It never said nothing about no crucifixion at all. So how is it you now having a Bible preaching crucifixion throughout the world, millions or billions of people believing that nonsense, and they can't see? Because what? We are retarded. Where you have university degrees, college degrees, and you're reading those foolishness in the Bible, and you cannot identify the nonsense. And all you need to do is read it and take it for what it says. But when you're going to talk about bringing some spirit into this and talk about the Bible is foolishness to them that are natural, you believing those foolishness because your mind is unnatural, and that's what the Bible says your mind must be, unnatural. So when you read those old bunch of nasty crap in the Bible, you believe it still. You see it like you're reading a contract at your law office. You see that? So when you want to follow the kind of things that people decide to use, anybody at all that decide to deceive you, if you decide to hold on to words, you're going to have a problem with them. You're going to have a problem with them because they are endeavor for you to accept what they're giving you, and you're going to say, well, you know what? To obey the truth. As long as you know it's the truth you're reading, you know what I mean? All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I am talking these things because I know that there was a time I didn't understand that. But now, I also know that you cannot stand up on the world stage nonsense. Because people are out there, although themselves have not been seeing, but the fact that you raise it up, they look on it. And they're going to use their best judgment on it, their view on it. And they're going to say, well, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about this, but now that you bring it up, I see your, you know, it doesn't make any sense what you're saying. And we'll explain to you why it don't make no sense. But what happened when you are right and you know you're right and, you know, there's nobody on earth that can twist it? So now, anytime this person say, well, you know what? Oh boy, you're doing some thinking. You're right. You're dead on. You're dead on. Yeah. So now, if anybody is going to be angry with me for saying what's right, go ahead. Go ahead, because I have to tell what my conscience, what my heart, my inner eye sees. Really. Because you probably don't think you have anything to gain right now, right? And the people who's going to make your life better, you have to follow them. You know, it's something wrong with that. But anybody decides to think so, you think so with it. Well, go along there with them. You see what I mean? Because when their boat turn over, you will turn over with them. Because, you know, the thing was there for you to observe and change your position. And you were not able to save yourself because you have to go with them. Whether or not they're right or wrong, God say it repent him, it don't bother you because you, God still be God for you. Well, no, what about when you have a wrong God? You're looking and reading the thing and your reading is not saving you. You're not being saved by that which you are capable of correcting. Well, I mean, people are going to go against you when you do, but hey, what do you hope in? Where do you put your hope in? Is in something that at least you have the theory right, or the what is called the intangible right. What you read, it's intangible, but when you're going to meet up on the tangible thing relevant with what you're thinking, does it match? See, so when you know the theory of the thing, when you know that it's the intangible part of your thing, you don't make anything change that, because so as you having a contract with a person, the contract is the intangible thing, all right? And as long as you have the intangible, you know where the tangible is. Right. So the intangible is the power, is your script to know when something ain't right. Because that part of it, that is the part where you can twist and turn with and see if it matches your contract, your intangible, okay? The contract of what you say, word for word. So what I am telling you, for us to go to church and say we are believing in God, in Jesus, and stuff like that. Now I'm seeing the whole world of white people and why they are all content and feel at home after they all come as criminal upon a set of people who they claim that they are going to control you. Why you want to control other people? You have yourself to control. Why are you now behaving like, oh, it is because you want to do good to these people, why you follow them from Europe to the Western world? Why? So, I am telling you the story of where white people come from. Yeah. And why they are here in church, with the church. And you think that we make up the church. We don't make up no church at all. And then you're having God and Jesus who are the perfect gods. Right? God and Jesus. Perfect. Father and Son. Right? And then you can't find a script that tells you the truth about that. Because the Bible ain't no truth about anything when it comes to creation of mankind. You know, the Bible is not a book for any civilized person to read those things. And they will not read the truth in the Old Testament. They don't bother with the truth that the New Testament give you as a contract to what is true. They don't do that. They do the New Testament. Everything is the New Testament. And they use the Old Testament to say it is the foundation. They say it's like the basis come from the Old Testament. But it is not true. What they are saying is something that resembles something that we would think is relevant. But if you examine it, you'll find out it's not true. The Bible did not come from the hands of truthful occasion. It just does not. So they want to give us tangible story that is a fraud. You see? So this whole idea about Jesus and God create the heaven and earth as a phony God is something that we shouldn't mistaken. But the fact that we have retardation brain now over the past 100,000 years, you can understand why we don't understand much of what we read, especially when you're under the Spirit. Because people who go to church are under a spirit. When you believe in the Bible, you're under a spirit, right? If you were to read like a scholar, like when you go to school, you wouldn't follow the church. You wouldn't follow the church. Your brain is retarded because even the Pope in the year 2000, even the Pope confessed to the evil that they have done to the African hybrid people. And yet still, hybrid people, preacher and all of them, don't care one biscuit what the Pope said. And it tells you about 7 different things the Pope is saying that they have done to the African people. And they will not exploit what the Pope said. You know, because it is time to use his own words and, you know, abolish him. And we haven't done none of that. And the Pope tell the truth by Kathleen Grossman in the year 2000, Pope John Paul II. I mean, you shouldn't want the man to be more explicit in telling the world what they, the church, has done. Don't they represent the church, a church of Jesus Christ, and Jesus died for your sin? Now, how does he write an apology like this? And still the church is going on the way they have always done. You see what I mean? Come and kneel down and pray for forgiveness. That's what they did. Then what happened to us? Who they do these iniquity? Can't we see that something is wrong with what they are talking about? It's the way to God. You see? And if you know for sure the kinds of stuff that the Pope said they did, you wouldn't sit down and just let it go by. If you really knew what they did to our ancestors and do to us lately, you wouldn't take it sitting down. Because it is saying Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican officials said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon. Unprecedented in the church's history. Right? The Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Lenten Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation. The church and the falls of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. But the document acknowledges that the simple admission of faith might quiescence in the face of accusation made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. That's a good observation right here. The document lists the wars. No, the document lists the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization. Evangelization. Affront to women, races and ethnic group, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, why anybody part of Jesus don't come out and say anything about this thing. They're talking about, I mean, almost soon 30 years or something like that. You know what I mean? Look how long. And you know what? I just happened to, I don't even know how I come by this this copy of it, but sometime in the past, I come by it. And I have it with me, and I read it all the time. And nobody would ever, like, come on and call and say, you know, and say anything. Because our brain is so damaged. And the reason why I'm talking about it is because I'm seeing clearer now when I read and understand it, and I do not bias myself against anything without a cause. Because now I'm reading and I have cause in mind. It's not like when I used to read, you know, about Matthew 2 of the wise men that follow the star. You know, I used to read all that and I never find any problem until one day I am reading and paying attention and find out that, oh my God, there are too many rubbish in this story for it to be true. It's not true. And consider that I believe it with all of my heart before. Believe, because you don't feel no pain believing anything. It may cause you pain when you are being governed by knowledge. You might find it difficult to want to, you know, to support what you are about. But if you decide that the truth, the knowledge is going to control you, you will have to go through what you have to go through with it. Because you know that's where you're going to defile yourself if you begin to, in accord with lies. You know, so like I told you, that when I came across this piece of law from these white people, so-called AD and Adamani government, a piece of law that they wrote, it has nothing to do with civilized law, none whatsoever. So now we are here, a lot of us are still retarded, believing what the Bible says and not what words really say. Okay? They have a substitute for the truth. Everywhere in the church, in the Bible that bring it to them, there is definitely a retardation on the part of people who get educated into the universities and colleges around today, because they read one way outside of the church, and when they come into the church they read another way. that's what is going on. So it's going to take a while for a lot of people to understand what's going on in the world that they are living in. And it's going to be hard to switch over when they don't dedicate themselves to know. You will stay believing the thing that is not true until you're dead. But begin to read and notice the words them that you're reading so that it corresponds with what you see the thing is about. So when these white people begin to invade the African people in the Western world, and right in Africa too, they already throw the rhesus blood into our system. And they started to talk. So by then, everything began to grow up for them like they want. Right? So they begin to grow into adults and able to act like human beings. That's what has been happening, right? And it so happens we grow ebbing, our brain ebb our brain atrophy, our brain get really retarded. We don't know much of what is right from wrong, right? That's what happened. These folks, they begin to elevate themselves because they find out that our brain is not working the way it used to, and this is the way they want us. That's why their bad blood inside of our brain making us into somebody else. And they tell in their own literature that the first Puritans or the pilgrims that came to America were the forerunners of Christian principles. You see? So when they came here in 1610 or 1620, it could be 1620. They came with the message of Christ because they started it, the church, way back in like 325 AD, right? So they said that's when the church became legal. You remember that? You remember that? 325 AD. They said the church, Christianity, became legal. So remember, they made the law for AD first, before they announced that the church is legal. Because they were making all kind of preparation, right? And nobody stopped them. Nobody said, no, you can't establish nothing here. Nobody, because Africa gone demented too. And Africa was not in any shape to oppose anything because they agree with these people to go ahead and take the power. And they can go take the gold and everything like that. Until this day, Africa and the white people them in bed together, I mean, in whatever way it you want to think it is, because the only thing that would keep me back from thinking that the African people them turn sodomite over there is simply because I know that it is worldwide that we lose our sense of reasoning. So that is one thing that would hold me off from thinking that, no, it's not that they turn homosexual, but from like quite a few years back, when the sexual blood covered the world, everybody are uncivilized. Everybody turned uncivilized because their sound mind is no longer working. Is the sodomite people in way of life, like Christmas and Easter and stuff like that. You see, and anybody have a good sense of your own history and who you are, you wouldn't go there. You wouldn't be thinking that. But that's what we are thinking now because that's what happened to us. And we just like bray like donkey now. Okay? So I'm telling you, they emulate all of our institutions. Because these people, I mean, never civilized one moment at all. Until this day, they are not civilized. They have our blood, and our blood is making them talk and stuff like that. But they are the biggest and first criminals and everything that is bad. Right now, I mean, right now, the church is one of the wickedest things that they designed. And draw us into it. Draw us into it. And we don't have any qualms joining it because clearly our head can't do any better. You see? But those of us who become remnant, who are now seeing the difference between church and religion, polytheism way of life, we will not sit for these white people to talk about they are ruling us anymore, because it is clear they don't have nothing to show make them civilized, nothing at all. And we have every single thing to prove we are still the government, kingship, and we want our land and space, and no, in no way they have anything to keep it, because they can't make law and talk about, you know, AD and Adamani, and them are faggots. They don't have any authentic law. And they are only doing what they are doing because they see that we lose our senses. All right, well, we don't lose our senses anymore. We know what we're talking about. And we have everything here in civility. And they are maintaining a lot of our civility today. That's what they are doing. But now, things are different. Things are different. We are not going to allow white people to take control of our settlements. They better get out. Okay? Get out. And get the warning real good, because it's coming. They will not stay in our territory. It goes on too long. You see what I mean? And if they think we're going to come and bring gun and stuff like that. Now, we make all the things and where them use and they make gun, because they could make gun. You see what I mean? You read about what they have done in the Bronze Age and stuff like that. These sodomites here, no, they're fucking ass. They need to get where they belong. And it's back up north. You see what I mean? So they come and they are making their faggot world using our civilized knowledge. That's what they're doing. And look at the way white people look at us. Are you like, oh, they stopped looking at us like that? What do they do for you to think that they don't see us anymore? Interbreeding with us? That is wrong from the beginning. That is one of the cardinal sins that they commit against us. Okay? It's to interbreed with us. It's not supposed to happen. They wipe out our Neanderthals. And now looking to wipe us out and take our species position. That's what they're trying to do right now. All right? And I'm telling you the truth, whether or not you and your friend with them or what. But look, that is not a comma. There's no accommodation for that. And if you want to be with them, go be with them where they belong. All right? When they come into America, look at their mindset. Think about where they are coming from with their notion of us. Remember, they know us more than almost any human being on the planet Earth, of course, right? So, bear with me a moment while I show you something. Perhaps this is a bit of American history you are not too familiar with. Or maybe some of you are, but there is a reason I am noting it here. In 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. They were not free. to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who owned them. The decision was made in the case Dred Scott versus Stanford. If you are not familiar with it, you can research online. This was a decision made by the highest legal authority in the land, Dred Scott, a slave who tried to buy his freedom from his white owner, Irene Emerson, for $300, had to try and get his freedom from, get the freedom through the court. You think about that. Now, my friends, if you want to read and don't know what you're reading, it's going to be a problem, you know. It is going to be a problem. You don't want to be reading and don't know what you're reading. All right? And we need to get ourselves serious and make sure that we are doing the right thing. You know, we need to be doing the right thing and don't waste our lives. All right. No. Yes. However, I'm going to go on a little forward, but, you know, if you don't decide to be serious about yourself and how you are keeping yourself alive and well, well, nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to do it for you. And therefore, I know that someday we'll soon be dead and gone. And we have to decide to purge ourselves and be acceptable to our gods. Is that that's what the Christianity that we've been in, we've been tricked into the things that we believe. However, it was to make us have some kind of a comfort that, okay, someday the Lord will come. Well, it was not what we were exposed to. We were tricked by these white people because they had a reason why they were going to inherit the world. If, you know, if they trick us and we don't have any sense. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Well, today is a day when we can look up if we want. Look up and the good things flows into our minds. All right. So what am I to do now? I can see clearly now. Okay. Where's that one? All right. Here is one. Say, go tell it on the mountain. Thank you.
Glencoe History recorded China civilization. U.S. is 20 A.D. Zilch. So what we say now, Glencoe History recorded China civilization. U.S. is 1220 A.D., not zilch. It's not, it is note. Okay. So it says, oh. So this is U.S. is, oh, okay. Okay, so I read it wrong. It is Glencoe History recorded China civilization. Okay, then it says U.S. is 1220 A.D. A.D. Zilch. Okay. So what I'm saying here is China is recorded in the World History Textbook. Glencoe, National Geographic, endorse China, a civilized country. U.S. is 1220 A.D. That means Europe. Yes. Yes. So U.S. is zilch because its law is a gay law. It is a sodomite law. AD Anno Domini, Christmas and Easter, right? So it is zilch, affecting civilization. Europe is not a civilized country, and the people are not, people that come from Europe are not civilized people. They cannot be counted as human beings. They come from a process where they are enhanced, but they are not from a species of civilization. So all the talking that they are doing and whatever they are doing, they come from everything that they have earned to look like human being is from criminal actions. Okay? So they cannot creep underneath the fence to become civilized people. Now, it is amazing to me that I didn't know this all along until lately my brain began to show me things. The reason why these white people follow, they began to initiate the mingling with the African people. Okay? And it so happens that they pick up well and learn academics and things. But the thing is, why do they left Europe and invade all of the settlements in the Western world? It is because they had no government, no civilization. The civilization that they encounter, it come from us. So what did they do? You know, they're going to, like, you know, get their blood in our system. That's what they do. They get their blood, their rhesus blood in our system. And because it began to affect us right immediately, we no good no more. Mentally, we no good no more. Not unless we escape and we get, you know, something that helps our brain, and some of us are seeing now and we know the right thing. Too many of us that can't make it, okay? They go to church and they believe in Jesus and they feel they're all right. But that's not the way it is. These white people now think that they are superior to us. You see, because we don't know what they have done. But now it's going to be disclosed. It is being disclosed who these white people are and where they are coming from and why they trail the African people everywhere they go. When they were in a state where they didn't talk, they didn't have no civility whatsoever. So what they have now as establishment, they learn it all from us. It's in the world. It's a textbook. I can find it and show you. Okay? They are primates. You see, they have bad blood, and they use it to kill us. How they come to, like, get all of us, about some 12 million or so people out of America? You see what I mean? So we need to find out who these white people are among us. We can't get rid of them. We'll get rid of them now. Before, everybody was mumble-jumbling and not able to be specific about who is who. Okay? Now, they don't have any civilization. Laws are nothing like that. Well, they talk about something that they make as sodomites. Sodomites don't make civility because they've been here millions of years before they see any light that we know today as civilization and institutions.
which the gods brought from their planetary body and bring it down to earth here. And now we have, this is what we have. We get into trouble with them. Well, we better get out of this trouble. You see, and this situation is, they are not civilized. It is in our world history textbook. Europe is not a civilized country. Neither are the people there. And why? It's the story that I'm telling you. They are sodomite, hominid, primates. And that's the reason why. So they come here and overdose us with their bad blood, and we don't know where we are. But we'll be taken out of that. We'll be taken out on all of what they claims to be and have will no longer be counted so. You see, because they are a wicked, wicked soul. And rightly so, because they are not no human being that they want to be. You see, all right, go on a little further and tell you. U.S. is not a civilized culture. A homosexual terrorist leave from Africa to Europe. Okay? Okay, it says, this is part, U.S. is not, U.S. is not a civilized culture, a homosexual terrorist. Leave Africa. Or wait, let's see. Leave Africa for Europe. Yes, this is the right way. All right. An interactive look at the U.S.-China military sacred sacred band. Okay. And then you have okay. This comprehensive report examines U.S. and Chinese military capabilities in 10 operational areas and represents a scorecard for each scorecard assists. Okay. People also ask, who is more powerful than China or USA? 2022, China was displaced by the US, by the US states as the most powerful country economically. Largely due to a decline in China's gold activity due to COVID.
is isolation. February 16, 2023. China is a civilization country, but white hominid primate, not a civilization. They must be moved out the land of indigenous kingship government legal jurisdiction. Yeah. All right. So much for that piece, and hope that okay. Oh, I see. And okay. Okay. Now, let's come to this area where I always like to talk about it. And, you know, you got to, may you excuse, you know, my stuttering and stuff like that, because I am not all that great at this time. Just a second.
No, she's not here. She doesn't live here anymore.
Okay. It is very difficult now to get along in the world, and you have to get really spiritual to deal with these sodomites, demonized people. You see, because they claim that they are, you know, legally and spiritually the power, because they have the church and all them kind of thing. But look, they are no more than some whole cruffy bullfrogs at night. That's the way these people are. And they demand respect for their position. Sodomites, you know, you see the way they talk to Lot in the Genesis 19. You see how these sodomites behave? Do you ever read that? Yeah. Well, that's what we're dealing with today. They have nothing, but they have everything as far as they're concerned. Right? These are a people that we must isolate. That was demanded from long ago in the World History textbook. They don't have any right being in our territory. But no, they are telling us our territory is theirs. Well, you know, it's not really so at all. It's not really so at all. But we're not going to go there and fight with these people, but we have something else to lace them with, right? And that is, they are, have tricked us into supplying them with support. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of us are not going to stop doing that. It doesn't seem so. However, we don't need the crowd, you know, to beat out these old bunch of demons out of these people. And it's not for them to stay here. They're going to go back where they come from. No joke about that. Because our gods at this time, we hope that they see our effort and solicit their help, because we just want, you know, as much help from them to get these people out of here. And I think that will be the end of the foolishness on the ground here on earth, and where civilization will flourish and back in full swing for those who are worthy of civilization. Right now, these white people, they need to go home and leave us alone. And that's what is, that's what we are looking at right now. We have to shape up ourselves, you know, and show that we are the civilized people. and that we possess the attribute to chase every soul out that come across our borders and our jurisdiction. And that's what I am looking for. The gods, I think, will never cease or refuse from helping us to do the right thing. Okay? And that's where we are right now. I wish I could stop calling them people. You see, because you don't give these people, oh God, you don't give these creatures, you know, any honor that, you know, cause them to feel like, oh, we are weak and we don't know the right thing. Not going to do that. Not going to do that. They must know, as soon as our attitude changes, they're supposed to know that we no longer for them. And what's wrong with that? They need to go back where they come from. Because they want to turn us into sodomites. It's a whole bunch of stuff that make this thing sick, 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 bad. Okay? So if you don't get serious, you will continue in a position to be somebody who's going to perish. You see what I mean? We don't want our effort to be in vain. But we have to open our eye and see what we are following, what we are believing, what is our knowledge of it, and stuff like that. Because there is no avenues where people can seek to know the truth. You only need to have the mechanics of reading and know what you read. And nobody will fool you after that, right? Find out what you need to do to change your fruitless reading and your life that is not being supported. You see what I mean? All right. I have read and learned things that caused me to be sitting here because I have something important to say. You see, I am to say that these sodomite people, invaders, they must hear what I'm saying because it affects them. If they don't know, they will soon find out. You see, they try to take over every facet of our civilized world, these faggots, okay? And now that I grow up and I grew up in the church and learned the way of the church and things like that, only to find out now that these fucking ass white people don't deserve to be here. I mean, they are riding on our transgression. You know what I mean? Well, we gonna ease out from that transgression. Okay? All right. So here is civilization brought to earth only by Elohim gods. Later created human at... Yeah. Later created human, not hominid primate. You see what I mean? I just tell you the truth right there. If you care to respect it, you know, get to know and respect it. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life. This is what they have done to us. I'm reading right now. Counting the dead, okay? And I'm reading this little excerpt. It's not long for you to understand what is going on the planet. It's hard to find out what's going on the planet, but it means on the planet and the personal effect that situation is having on me, on you. And you, and you. You see what I mean? We must take it personal and look on what has destroyed our lives.
more than we know. So it is telling you the government that we had functioning is still here. The provision is still here. They would give us the impression like we don't have no government or nothing. But I'm going to read to you here to prove that we have our government. And it's only for us to wake up and know that, oh, it's time to drive them out. And they might think like, oh, you know, we cannot drive them out. But look, I'm doing that right now. I'm telling you to get out. I'm telling white people to get out of America, not just America. You're mistaken. You're going back where you come from, where history tells us that you come from. Go back there and don't fool around, okay? Africa is gone out of business. They don't represent kingship. We are representing kingship, okay? And it takes time to get at the right place in time, you know? But right now, I am free and liberated to say white people must leave all of our territory. Every single spot of dirt that they are on, it's not their jurisdiction, go walk on Europe. There's a reason why Europe is not a civilized country in the world history textbook. There is a reason, okay? And that reason is destroying the world because they are taking authority over everywhere and just as they have a like. And so, listen to this. Other mean that they are much ahead of what I say, I'm reading from. Other devastating results on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. U.S. government, U.S. government's attempt to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Now, you know that we have a government now, right? Kingship, yeah. Long before they ever start to talk. Long before white people start to talk. You see? And because we turn fool and we are not able to represent our existence as civilized people, we allow them to be acting like they're civilized. But now they're faced with a problem that nobody can help them with. They do not have a record of civilization in Europe, neither in their blood. Because if they want to like rape people and get their blood and then go off and talk about they are this and they are that, hey, they better stay into Europe with it. Stay into Europe with it. So see what they have been going through from the very first time they tried to get their blood in our system. Yeah, this is what they were all up to. Okay, because we are civilized and they are not, right? So everything we are, they have to try and be like it. You don't see all those stuff they write in the Bible? Yeah, but you see, since they get a chance at disrupting our brain function, you know, they have done, I mean, incredibly, disgusting stuff to us. Okay? We only know that the gods are able to do things. And all these things that they have done, you know, we just need to clean up ourselves and put ourselves in the right position. They will hear us when we call. And that's what it's about. It goes on to say, our kingship system, they do everything to undermine and to bring him down. So you can see what happened with these white hominids and African rulers. They overdosed those guys into nonsense. You see what I mean? So Africa is no more of use to run in kingship. They even forget the name of kingship. You don't hear them call it. You don't hear nothing about Africa at all. And the people over there turn Christians. Yeah. Sin. Deliberate. The often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. Yeah, they try to destroy the buffalo to take away food, life from the African people. You see what I mean? Now, you listen to these things real good from our adversary that we have not been able to gain no ground with because our brain is not in shape. Widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deleterious effect of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also contributed to the indigenous holocaust. So imagine these, look at what these people do to our ancestors, and here we are behaving like nothing didn't happen. We're into the church. We behave like these people have a government. We gone totally out of our brain. But deliverance has come. Deliverance has come. I, you know, only hope and pray that, you know, people will see something and put themselves in shape. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we in another session, hopefully. Take good care.
Live clean, let's on my clothes and come with him. And make we go to church Sunday. Soul seekers, soul seekers, I say. Jacket and tie, come tell me, say. Key clothes, come tell me, say. If we come with him, I go to church this Sunday. Soul seeker, soul seeker, I say. All you got to do is please let your words be seen. My brother, stand firm or you're gonna fever. Live clean, let your words be seen, and stand firm or you're gonna see the world. If your one comes to life, see. Another one comes to life, see. If you want to be saved, son, you've got to go in your grave, son, yeah. Back up. The one come till I see. The other one come till I see. If you want to be the light, son, you've got to love Jesus Christ, son. That is fantasy. Hold back a finger and be happy. All you got to do, live clean, let your work be. Stand firm or go feed world. Live, please let your work be seen. Stand firm or go feed world.
Live clean, let your work be seen.
Stand firm or you're gonna feed the world. Live clean, let your work be clean.